Riga certainly boasts more than its fair share of impressive architecture. One notable feature is a selection of impressive red brick buildings scattered around the old town. These mostly medieval masterpieces make excellent markers for our tour, giving a feel for the city's Hanseatic heritage. Point 1. The Powder Tower. It's the only remnant of Riga's original fortification system, with similar examples seen in other Hanseatic cities. The Powder Tower is a unique monument of cultural heritage constructed mainly of dolomites and bricks cemented by lime mortar. The rotund building was first documented in 1330. At the beginning of the 14th century, the tower was a main part of the Sand Gate fortification system, consisting of 25 towers. It stood on the sand road that led to the town. In the 17th century, the tower was given its current name, Pulvertornis, meaning powder tower, in English, because it was used to store gunpowder and cannonballs. It had to stand main attacks of Swedish troops in 1625 and was restored only in 25 years. The war with Russia left its traces, too. 9 cannonballs embedded in its thick 3-meter-wide walls. History lovers may be interested by the Latvian War Museum housed inside. The museum was founded in 1916 as the Latvian Rifleman's Museum. It was closed by Soviet authorities in 1940 and reopened in 1990. The museum houses the permanent exhibitions Latvian Soldiers During World War I, Proclamation of the Latvian State and Liberation Battles, the Latvian Army and Navy, 1919-1940, Latvia and World War II, and The Road Toward the Barricades, 1945-1991. Admission is free. Point 2. St. Jacob's Church. The Catholic St. Jacob's Church is one of the oldest in Riga. It was built in the 13th century and is the smallest cathedral of Old Riga, first mentioned in the Chronicles in 1225, and like many old buildings, has been rebuilt over the years. It was owned by Lutherans, but in 1582 it was given to the Catholic Order of Jesuits. In the 17th century, the church building served the needs of Swedish garrison, and only in 1922 it was turned over to Catholic community. In the 15th century, a clock was built on top of the tower. Interestingly, the tower of the church is the only one which still has retained its original Gothic spire, a style once characteristic of all the other medieval churches in Riga. Another unique feature is that the tower has a place for its bell outside the tower. This bell somehow gained a name, Bell of Wretched Sinners. As legend says, it was taken away at request of discontented townspeople because it had a bad habit to ring itself when any unfaithful wife went by. The story goes that the wives of Riga managed to persuade their husbands to remove the bell. However, another version says that it was removed because of the continuous noise it was making. The bell has been removed from the cathedral and taken away to Russia in 1915. Point 3. The Dome Cathedral. This impressive house of worship is the largest religious building in the Baltics. It was erected shortly after Bishop Albert founded Riga in 1211. Unfortunately, very little is known about the initial construction of the cathedral. Since then, the cathedral has undergone many changes, so that nowadays it's a combination of architectural styles, including Romanesque, Gothic, and Baroque. The Dome Cathedral is the largest cathedral in the Baltics. In 1776, the tower was raised to its present height of 90 meters. The oldest part of the cathedral is the altar build in the manner of the Romanesque. Repeat. The oldest part of the cathedral is the altar built in the manner of Romanesque. Gothic style has left its traces in the architecture of Basilica. Baroque is the style of the 19th century spire. Western entrance was built in the second part of the 19th century and has the features of pseudo-Gothic style. Go inside to appreciate the beautiful stained glass depicting biblical scenes and important local historical events. You can also explore the masterful Romanesque cross-vaulted gallery surrounding the old cemetery, which displays interesting exhibits. The impressive organ inside the cathedral has over 6,000 pipes and has wooden carvings from the 17th and 18th centuries, and was the biggest in the world when it was made in 1884. From 1959 to 1962, Riga Cathedral was adapted and turned into a concert hall. The altar was dismantled and the seats were installed to face the organ. From 1981 to 1984, a Dutch organ building company carried out a major organ reconstruction. At the time, the cathedral interior was renovated and all utilities were reinstalled. You are highly recommended to check out for organ concert times in the evenings.